We talking about Instagram names. We are debating on your name again. I will still challenge you on this because that bruh nice is a bad name. I don't love it. It doesn't pop out to me. And as a friend, I got to tell you, you said you want some insight, nigga. That isn't a bad name. Now I'm telling you, Mr. Bitches the Barber has won. You should change it. And the reason why it's called Mr. Bitches the Barber is because I would say if Baron cuts you, you gonna get bitches, Mr. Bitches the Barber. You create again. bitch makers, nigga.
Again, I did.
Wait,
what?
Get bitch makers, something like what? That. You know what I'm trying to say, Mr. Bitches the Barber, nigga.
Yeah, but I'm cutting kids and shit like that. I'm not handing their mama, Mr. Bitches the Barber. Like,
all right, we're gonna debate about this again on right now. Right now, we're gonna talk about this.
This is what happened.
So we back. First off, it's been a long, long, long time, y'all.
And yes, sir.
We are finally back. We are on our P's and Q's. We are about to start doing the damn thing. We got some things lined up, you know, for you. We're still focusing, you know, focused on us right now. You know, I just went on my honeymoon. I just got married and shit. So I've been off hiatus for a couple months. But now I'm back on it. Now you're going to see the funny. Now Funny Rashad is going to be back. I should change my Instagram name, Funny Shot. Yeah. That's what it should be. That'll be fire.
Go ahead.
Speaking of Instagram names. So.
Oh, hold on. Whoa. First off, let's go ahead and congratulate you.
We're going to congratulate
you for getting married, man. We got a married man. This is officially a married man. We're going to let the claps hit.
Clap it up.
We got a man that's married. He is officially a husband. He is now
as fuck
husbandry,
doing husbandly duties already. Just got home. I'm cleaning up and shit. Cause you know her ass got hurt. She got to get hurt. She got hurt in Jamaica. Fucked herself. Bro, I ain't want to talk about it, bro. I was so mad. I was so fucking mad. But I wasn't mad at her. I'm just mad, nigga, because we missed a lot of shit we could have did. We could have, you know, we didn't get to do. We had to make sure she had to take hospital. We had to pay the hospital bill. It was a lot, bro, but it was fun. It was a good experience. I would not go back to Jamaica unless I was a single man. I'm going to be honest with you, because them hoes are thirsty, nigga, and everybody wants to get their green card to get the fuck out. And I understand, because you're on an island that is small.
Around as fuck. The same people.
Everybody know everybody. And
that's kinda,
ain't nothing to do on that island is the fuck, nigga. Because yeah,
That's a little nerve-wracking, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's getting passed around. Like,
yes, it is, nigga. It is. I don't want to, you know, puss anybody out, but somebody's mamas is out there. I'm telling you right now, getting digged down to Jamaica from these Jamaican niggas, because Jamaica, the niggas want your bitch and the bitches want your nigga. That's how it goes. I'm so daring. You're laughing, but I'm so serious. I did not know this island was fucking like this, nigga. Like,
why you didn't know that? That you really didn't know that? That's heat. They do heat.
I didn't out there, know.
Nigga. You know what?
I didn't know.
That's cuckold. I don't know what that's cuckold central. Like white people.
That's cuckold central.
Yeah, that's
is that what they're doing?
They do heat. Yeah, they bring their white wives out there to Jamaica, and they allow some Jamaican man to give they white woman dick while they watch. And it's called cuckold.
And let me tell you, ain't a gym in sight, and all these niggas got abs. I am confused. And they must be drinking fucking coconut water every single day. And like, America's the only country that I know is fat. Jamaica is not fat. Nobody was fat. It's nothing but fat asses. Okay.
Nobody fat out there.
No, it's fat asses. and the bitches be getting their nails done out there for real, bro. Like one lady was like, I go to a little small town where they do my nails for $50. I said, $50. I almost told Shirley to take her ass down there, but you gotta move. You can't move swiftly like that in Jamaica. You gotta move real light. Cause nigga, if they don't know you, you might get killed. They don't play. My dude that was touring us around, he told me straight up. He was like, yeah. He said, I said, is there Ubers out here, Ubers and Lyfts? He was like, oh no. He said, they ever put that out here, they'll kill them. Cause they're taking away money from the taxis.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah, with machetes. Like, walking around with machetes and shit.
Killing niggas. And won't get arrested.
Nah, not in Jamaica.
It's so ghetto in Jamaica, and it's not ghetto. I'm not saying it's ghetto because Jamaica's nice. It's a beautiful place, but bitches want their green cards, and niggas want them too. That's all I gotta say. Matter of fact, I was on the beach. I was just, you know, sitting there chilling. I was drunk as shit. You know, my wife was mad at me. I was mad at her. You know, a little bit. You know, you get those little moments. So I was like, well, I'm gonna just go on the beach. You know, what I'm saying, and just be drunk. So it's raining. So I'm like, all right, you know, cool. But it's warm rain because it's tropical. So right. It didn't feel like the rain out here where it's cold as fuck. And, you know, it was just actually kind of cool. So right. I get on the beach. It's like three niggas just sitting there. Hey, you smoke? I'm like, nah. And I'm already drunk. I'm like, nah, I'm good. You know. So then I sit there. These niggas are staring at me. And I'm like, oh, shit. I said, these niggas gonna kill me. I'm not trying to get killed out here on the beach. I don't want to die on the beach. So I hit the nigga, was like, hey, what kind of weed you got, bro? Here. He was like, here, I'll give you two of these for 50. All right, bet. Give me your Cash App. I'll send the money to you. Sent the Cash App. But I thought about it. I was like, I was drunk because I was like, here, I don't know what your cash here. I'll put it in. All right, bet. You put it in. He was trustworthy. He did it. But it could have went left, nigga. They could have got all the, I ain't had no money in the Cash App anyway. So, you know what I'm saying?
I say he could have sent it to himself like that one.
Sent it to himself like it was nothing and didn't give me shit, nigga. But it was like, yeah. He was like, oh, yeah. And I cook fish down here or whatever. I'm like, when y'all do that? He was like, yeah, I got fish down here. You know, just come down. He said, today is not a good day, but tomorrow I'm going to have, you know, we got fish over here, bro. We got ahi. We got tuna. They was cooling. He was a cool dude. He a rapper and shit. Nigga, yeah. he had something with Shake Your Bum Bum or Poom Poom. And I was like, oh, this kind of lit. I was drunk as fuck listening to that shit. But these niggas were staring me down, so I was low-key scared. But I was like, nigga, they actually kind of cool. He said, I'm a rapper. He said, follow me. I was like, bet, I'm going to follow you. I said, I'll shout you out right now. I shot him out. I listened to his shit. I'm like, oh, this shit kind of slapped. His little music video you had, nigga, that shit was slapping. I was like, oh, this is lit. I don't know who else he at.
What's the bro name?
Let me look it up, nigga, because I put him on my shit, and I was like, here, I said, I'll also do a podcast, whatever, so when you take a listen, bro. Like, he was a cool-ass nigga, bro, shout-out to them, bro. Shout-out to them, for real. No lie. His name is, it's VYKO _Purge_music. See, he already got Purge and shit. I could have died. But he got some good music, bro. He got some good music, bro. And he a cool ass dude. He the one that sold me my weed. But don't tell nobody I said that. I just told everybody. But it's okay. If you ever out there, hit this nigga up for some weed, nigga.
All right. So it's bro. Which one? Which one was you listening to?
Oh, keep going. Keep going down. Keep going down. Keep going down. It's one nobody looked at. Hold on. Go to his page. Go to his page first.
All right. We're gonna go to his page.
Yeah, let's hit his page real quick. All right, go to videos. Okay, now go down a little bit more. Keep going. He got some shit in it.
I don't know where the house was.
Yeah, it was a house. Go keep going down. Keep going down. It's that's something nobody was view. That's it. Go back up, man. I don't see it, bro.
This is his house right here.
Weird. Hold up.
He was out there 2 weeks ago or a week ago.
Go down. Go down. It's one with a video, bro. It's one with a video. Oh, was it?
Headbanger.
Go down a little bit more. Go down. Nah, you gonna make me look. Oh, it's this one right here. It's called Poom. What does it say?
Pumperoo.
Yeah. Oh, this shit inappropriate for you, dog. Oh, here we go. Turn it up, nigga. This shit slap. Hey.
Hella after the video though.
Hey.
Good, good that we have on there.
I tell you. Fuck he's saying, but he's doing it.
You got me under control. No one lying. The pussy the young gun. Turn back.
Hey.
Make a mama born. Make a fuck your
hey.
Way on. Make a summer aunt call again.
Hey.
I got money now you own.
She oh. Said she don't want me roll. See, that's what I'm saying. Turn back when you make a mama born. Make a bumper roll. Girl, make a bumper. Girl, you the bumper the roll, mine. Nigga.
I know mine it. Up on the top of the cocky and you'll find it. Big up on the funk. No one trying leash. Come and make me bring your VIP. Fuck your private. Cock up your foot. Fit the buckers.
Something about the bumper roll. I don't know what the fuck the bumper roll is, but this shit should be playing in clubs, nigga. The bump roll, nigga. The bumper
roll. We give Vico.
He got one more right here. The one where he's sitting in the seat. Go back down.
He's sitting in the seat
right here. Sitting in the seat in the studio by himself, nigga. He
dropped the crown.
Weed. Look.
Fully purge.
Yo, 40.
Hey.
Brawling bump.
Lilliput.
Hey. Up in Arizona. Nigga ain't been in Arizona today in his life, but he ain't been in Arizona.
Might be sipping on the Arizona can.
I ain't like really put Arizona. I'm fucking around. Hey.
New chip black pussy don't make it sound. Hear me not Arizona.
I'm on the
money make it count count.
Pretty, the whole video of him on the smoking weed.
Him, but it's slap though. I'm trying to get him more listens. This nigga slap, bro. The bumper roll happy, nigga. The boom, the bumper roll. I was like, oh damn, it's hella ass in this video. But then I was like, damn, this is actually kind of slap.
So but you got to meet the bumper roll cat.
Bumper roll cat. I met an artist. You know what I'm saying? He said he make fish too. He got fish down there. They got all kinds of fish that he fry up there. He said down at the boat. Whatever. I wasn't trying to. He said he. But I didn't go back. I tried to go back down. They didn't have it. He wasn't there that day. But I was like, oh damn. I kind of wanted some fish. I was coming right back down some fish, nigga. then I'm eating. So I go down there, you know, to the little beach. This is how thirsty these bitches were. Let me tell you. So. I'm sitting at the pool, you know, just chilling. I'm by myself, and I'm drinking. You know, I start a conversation, you know, with the woman, but I wasn't trying to like, you know, do nothing. I was just starting a conversation. Then she, are you here alone? What you mean, bitch? Am I here alone? I know you see this ring. Yes, I'm here. Yeah, actually, no, I'm not. I said, nah, my wife's upstairs, and she's like, oh, okay. Then so her friends come back. They were shaking ass, at the motherfucker, right? So right. My friend come back, and they like, ooh, you from California? Da-da-da-da-da. When we going to Santa Monica Boulevard or something? Bitch, I don't even live that over there.
That's the funny thing. Everybody from California, they say California.
They want to go to Santa Monica. Yeah, we are not. First off, I don't do that. Just because I'm here. And this was I'm going to tell you like this. This was the best place to go when you go to a place in Jamaica and you do like a hotel or whatever. Not a hotel, but all inclusive.
Yeah,
go to the ratchet one, bro. That's the best one. That's the best one because you get access to the other club. When the one I went to, you get access to the other little all inclusives, but you don't get full access. But you get access to go to their clubs and shit like that. Just go to their clubs. But I'm telling you, the black one is the one that you know with the family adventure. They had bitches shaking ass the pool all day. All day they was shaking ass. And then no lie, white girl was down there and she didn't shake ass. You know what she did? She started spinning and twirling and shit.
Spinning.
I said, oh no, baby, you should. Yeah, she must have been drunk. She started twirling and being like she was doing fucking curtsies and shit. Yeah, real white people shit.
She was doing real white people dancing.
Like, why you bring your ass down here? What the fuck? Shit, man, I'm telling you, these women are nasty in Jamaica, bro. And I suggest all single men go.
How long was you out there for?
A week.
Oh, y'all was out there for a full week?
I was out there for a full week. All-inclusive drink. I was drunk. I was drinking every day. I said, I'm going to get all my money's worth. I paid $5,000 for all this whole trip. I'm going to get my money's worth.
Damn, your body had to be hurting.
It was. I gained like fit like 10 pounds coming back, nigga. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Body hurt.
I ate.
Yeah, I remember you saying something about the first class next time.
Oh, definitely, nigga. I'm not doing not even first class. Just make sure when you go to Jamaica or go anywhere you want an 8-hour flight or whatever, make sure that you always have the leg room. At least the leg room, bro. At least the leg room.
Yeah, the first class tickets, though, they be smacking over there.
Yeah, for real? What the fuck? What are you doing?
You know what I'm down here? Like, man, all right.
Married life, people. Married life right there.
Married as fuck, nigga.
But in other news, outside of Jamaica, man, congrats again. Have you been able to look at anything that's been going on around us right now? Because seems like shit just popping up everywhere.
Aliens.
You seen that too?
Aliens popping up like a motherfucker.
You seen that in Vegas?
Yeah.
Man, let me go ahead and pull this up for these people that don't know. Even the police was like, hey, bruh. Y'all see that? Y'all see that? Hey, did you hear the phone call, though? The phone call of bro was like...
He was like, yeah, these are some aliens. It must be something. Like
8 feet, 10 feet tall. They're just looking at me.
Nigga, I'm not going up there. I'm not walking up to that thing. I'll watch that motherfucker from a distance. I'm not going up there.
Bruh. I'm about to buy this right now, bro. It was nuts. Somebody sent it to me. They sent me a part of mine. Sent me. I was on my back cracking up because it sounded fake as shit at first.
Last month,
that shit real.
Out
fun.
Of this world, 911 call.
They're like 9 foot, 10 foot tall.
Look how calm he is.
Big eyes.
A family called police on May 1st saying,
"I heard that
police in Las Vegas."
When did they start doing this YouTube short shit? That shit is annoying.
Hey, that shit is kind of fire, though. I'll be going on it sometimes.
You do? Yeah. I'll be just trying to watch shit, but it'd be going to them.
Little short, YouTube shorts.
Is it like, what is it supposed to be, like a TikTok? Everybody trying to do shorts.
Yeah. People are stopping you. About to stop using YouTube in a minute.
I'm Denise Valdez.
I'm Brian Loftus. A family says something crashed into their backyard, prompting them to call 911, saying they saw creatures walking around.
Our 8 News Now investigators digging into this for weeks now, and tonight our David Charnes with the video you will only see on 8 News Now. David,
Brad, Denise, sources telling the 8 News Now investigators that several agencies believe something landed or crashed, whether it was non-human. Humans or not, it certainly scared
bro,
the
voice
people living
so
on
calm.
This property.
No.
Now, before we show you that video, listen to their call for help.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Okay, where is this on your property?
And this bitch hella calm, bro.
He calm.
I swear to God,
no,
this is not a joke.
She calm as fuck.
You're terrified of it.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot. I don't know. They look like aliens to us.
Could have been two basketball players.
Big eyes. They have big eyes. Okay. Like I can't explain it. And big mouth.
Big mouth.
Tiny eyes and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
Fuck that.
Well, the 8 News Now investigators obtaining video as officers then May 1st. When a Las Vegas Metro Police officer's body cam catches this, something flashing low in the sky.
911 emergency.
Minutes later.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it.
Yeah.
And another one's inside and it has big eyes and looking at us.
And it's looking at us.
Someone calls 911 reporting two large figures in their backyard.
No, I'm so nervous right now.
The 8 News Now investigators obtaining another officer's video as he's sent to the Northwest Valley home.
I have butterflies, bro. Everyone saw a shooting star, then these people say there's aliens in their backyard.
By now, it's more than an hour after that bright light. Officers
they took an hour?
The caller and his family.
What'd you see?
It was like a...
It was like a big creature.
A big creature?
Yeah, like around 10 feet tall.
I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky, too, so that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard? Or?
They see like a big, that's what they say. They see like a big something with light.
What I saw right now, I do believe in it.
Police walk into the backyard to investigate, but Metro blacked out that part of the video because it's considered private property. What's clear? They're taking this call seriously.
See, that's the part I want to, bruh. What they hiding? What they hiding? Because here's the thing. There's a lot of questions I got about that. One, it's no way all four of them just chilling like that. One, they had an alien land in a backyard.
It was cool.
And was like a, something that's looking at me. And it's big eyes, big mouth. Like, big eyes, big mouth. Like, what type of big eye, big mouth? Was it like our eyes, but like extra big? And then looking at bro, was it like big, stupid saucer eyes, like aliens with big heads? But and they said it was 8 to 10 feet tall, my nigga.
Yeah, no, bro.
Big 8 to 10 feet tall.
Let me tell you something.
Yao Ming is 7 foot.
I would run. I wouldn't need to be there. I wouldn't have been able to call the police. I would have been gone.
Hey, and where did the spaceship go?
Why did they stay? First off,
did the spaceship go?
Let me tell you something. If my backyard was an alien landing site, you should have told me that shit. I would leave. I wouldn't even stay at the house. Yo, we don't want this shit happening again.
Yeah. Hit you with 911. So this is what happened. There's a... There's a 8 foot tall monster outside. Like, what?
Outside.
Like, what? You hear a boom and you look outside and he's staring at you while you're on the phone. Bruh. You got me all the way fucked up. I know that. Here's the thing. I don't think the spaceship left. I think they just got up out of there.
It's in there.
It's there.
They there. It's there.
I think it was there. But here's the thing, though. Where they put it?
In the garage, nigga. It's private property. No reason to check the garage.
Like, bruh. Does that mean there's aliens just walking around this motherfucker?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Man,
not want me to get into this with you, bro. Because I dive deep in this hole. TikTok has showed me a lot of shit, and I'm telling you right now, TikTok taught me. Because, bro, it's so much shit out there. It's
what they
like,
blacked out,
huh?
What do you think they blacked out?
First off, the cops took an hour to get there.
Bro was not trying to go. Heard, bro. Bro was like, nah, bro. I'm good. I'm good.
I'm not going to that. I'm not going to that.
Bro was like, I'm good. The fuck, 3:30. Okay, I got to.
Right. Strap me up. I'm not doing it.
Bruh.
Yeah, man. It's so much shit. Aliens got a satellite that's been circling the Earth for, what is it? What did they say? Like 118,000 years or some shit, like some crazy shit like that. It's been circling the Earth and they don't know what it is. They won't attack it or they won't take a look, go close to it because they don't know what it'll do if we start looking into it for real.
You said,
but they did a flyby. It's a black
satellite. Satellite.
So they say.
Alien. So it's a satellite, but it's an alien satellite, right? And it's been hovering. It's been hovering the world for how long?
The alien satellite's been hovering the world for a long time. Hold on, let me find an alien satellite.
What?
An alien. It's called what is it called?
Let's see this.
Hold up, I'm about to find it, bro, because it's actually.
Why are you looking? I'm going to pull this up real quick. So it looks like we're doing illegal aliens and regular aliens today's show.
Earth's surface. Two astronauts are on a routine spacewalk to perform maintenance. NASA flight engineer Peggy Whitson films their mission, and in the process.
Hold on, it's called the Black Knight.
Something out of this world.
Yo!
A strange object seems to be following.
Fuck that.
Look closer. It appears to be spinning slowly as if to get a better view. So maybe it's one of the 140 million pieces of space junk circling the Earth. The ISS sometimes has to maneuver out of the way to avoid being hit by that stuff.
If it was space junk, you would kind of expect it to be moving across the surface of the Earth in a different direction. But because they're moving...
Bruh.
Nope. They already here, bro. They're already here, bro. I'm not gonna play these games, but it's called the Black Knight satellite. So, mystery satellite captured on camera. Oh no, where is it? Black Knight satellite, space debris, not extraterrestrial. They're saying it's space debris, but it literally circles the globe like I watched a TikTok on this shit. It circles the globe and it has never failed. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't never fell into our atmosphere. It's just circling the globe. Like, gravity is going to fucking pull you. So why is it still circling the globe? I'm confused.
March 2021.
Yo, shield set.
Tracking maneuver has started, about 20 meters off the surface.
That's
the
space.
Mango Delta.
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars.
After a dramatic landing on Mars, NASA's Perseverance rover is looking for signs of ancient life.
On Mars.
Either primitive forms of bacteria or strands of DNA. To get its bearings, it takes a panorama of four images, and in the third frame, it snaps this. A bizarre object appears suspended over the Martian surface. Zoom in, and it's clearly something thin and elongated, seemingly out of place. March 2021.
I'm telling you, bro, they're not fucking around. Like, they're not fucking around, bro. It's so much shit out there now, and it's just being publicized. Like, aliens are here. They're just making light shows in the fucking air. They've been watching us for years. And you got to think about it. We have major events about to happen. Supposedly Russia want to start using nukes, stuff like that. Like, we about to get in war again. All of a sudden, all these alien sightings are coming up. You understand what I'm saying?
Bruh.
I'm good, bro. Don't if the alien land in my backyard, you can have this house. You can have the house. I don't want it.
I don't want to be here no more. I'm good.
I'm not staying here calling the police. I'm not coming back.
I'm good. And that's the thing too, is how you go to sleep after that.
Oh, I can't. I couldn't.
Because
I just dream of a big motherfucking right in like in my room trying to fucking like or some shit. I'd be scared.
I legit would have the strap loaded, locked, cocked, and ready to go.
Yeah, but see, also think about it like this. What if they not really here to fuck with us? Maybe they really just here to tell us something.
Well, leave a note then, nigga. Leave a note.
Leave a note. But then you got to think about it like this, too. So all these little natural things are happening, bro. I just watched a swarm of bees yesterday. A swarm of bees come out of fucking nowhere and just attack. And they were just flying. They flew across the whole parking lot. They don't know where the fuck they was going. It was a swarm, though, bro. You could see it.
And you talking about you seen it like on...
No, I seen it at my job.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I ain't never seen no shit like that. A swarm of bees just come out of nowhere.
Like a lot. Like a lot,
a lot. A lot. Like they were just... Because remember people were saying, you know, that honey, I watched a thing called Rotten on Netflix, and it was talking about how the bees are disappearing.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, they going, they're dying at a rapid pace. Like, it's actually.
No, but they're saying bees are actually just disappearing. Like, they'll stay at the little, the honey thing and then just fucking leave.
That's why. But, this can't be no fucking bees.
No, that's birds. But
yeah, that's a nigga. What the fuck? Ooh, lying ass.
But I'm telling you, bro, it's a lot of shit going on right now. Animals are acting weird. I just saw a bird fucking fall from like literally there. I was going to the movies and I was going to Regal in Fairfield, yeah. And fucking me and my daughter are just walking. All I hear is a splat. I'm like, what the fuck was that? I look around. A bird just fell out of the fucking sky.
Out the sky, like just fell directly there.
Yes.
Did it hit it? Like, were you next to a building? Because I seen a building.
But it wasn't that. We didn't hear nothing. It literally just fell.
What type of bird was it?
It was a crow.
A crow just fell out of nowhere?
Yeah, bro. Scared. I was like, what the fuck?
Yo.
It's wild, bro. And they just had to do that. They just, people, like, bees were in just in New York doing, trying to make a hive on a fucking building. That shit right there, yeah.
Yeah.
In Times Square.
Like, they everywhere. Look at this.
That's what I'm saying.
Nigga, the birds is trying to land because there's so many bees. But that's hella bees. I would not want to be out there with all them bees.
Where did all those bees come from?
Look at them.
No, but look how much, look how big it grows, though. Come on, bro.
He hitting them off with a squeegee.
But ain't that many bees under? Ain't that many bees in a hive like that? That's a lot of bees.
It's like bees like that in the hive. He wild. He ain't got no gloves on. He out here scooping bees with no gloves. See, I ain't gonna front. I would do the beekeeping thing.
No, I'm good.
I'd do that. I'd do the beekeeping thing.
I'm good. It's so much shit going on in this world right now, bro. I'm telling you, people are these animals are acting weird. And usually when the animals start acting weird like this, something happens. I'm good. They already know what's coming. I don't know what's coming, but something's coming. And I'm scared as fuck. I ain't even gonna lie.
You see this? You see how many bees? That's kind of dope, right? Because I was watching this on the other day. Bees will march like ants. Like, yeah. One, them motherfuckers, like, right now, like, you watching them literally march into one specific spot.
And fuck you up.
Well, they're not trying to, you know, they do it off of, like, protection. They ain't like a wasp. I guess a wasp's nest over here in the corner.
Hey, let me tell you something. I saw some shit where a wasp jumped into he jumped into something and tried to catch a bee and kill it. When he killed that bee, these motherfuckers jumped him like they was in high school. You understand what I'm saying? And beat the shit and killed it. You understand? Bees don't play. Bees don't play.
And that's what I'm... So, like, even something as simple, right? Something as wild as the aliens coming out. That's just, like, we talking about... That's just one thing that's been going on. Like, it's been wildness. Trump about to get a...
Got indicted, but he ain't going to jail.
He's going to go to jail for something. They're going to try to make him go to jail.
He ain't going to jail, bro.
You know what's crazy? It's like real life black Trump supporters out here.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like real life, like
Trump supporters. Trump did everything but say, "I hate you niggas." And you understand what I'm saying? Like, he don't fuck with colors. He fucks with one color.
Green.
And got them niggas to attack the damn Capitol. Now, imagine if they sent him to jail. He's not going to jail, bro.
Yeah. That,
he's being indicted.
If he goes to jail, then it's about to be an uprising. Yeah. Which is wild. And he's still, you know what's even manier? It's like, this nigga's going through indictments, but he legit is still running for and campaigning for the presidency. He's trying to get back in line with it.
When you're that rich. And then again, if he gets it, you can't take him to jail.
No.
You can't.
You cannot. And that's the thing. It's like slightly nerve-wracking. There's a lot of scary shit going on.
But I will say, I will give Trump this. When Trump was here, we didn't have beef with Russia like that. You understand what I'm saying? And Russia wasn't doing shit.
Yeah.
But I also, like, I watched a TikTok on how Trump is cold. So Trump, remember when, Israel and, what's that country that hates Israel? Is it Syria?
That hates Afghanistan?
Yeah. I think it's Syria. No, it's Syria, I think. Remember he dropped them bombs on Syria?
Because
they was trying to attack Israel or some shit like that.
Hey, don't.
I don't have my phone.
Don't laugh at us because we are trying to figure this out. Iran. It's Iran.
I will say Trump ain't scared to drop a bomb on niggas. I will say that. He don't give a fuck.
Iran war. Yeah, Iran and Iraq.
No, that wasn't that one. It was was it Iran? Because he said somebody said on TikTok he was eating a piece of cake with the Chinese president and whispered in a Chinese president's ear, "Yeah, I just dropped so-and-so bombs on him." Bro, can you imagine that conversation? Like,
bro, and that's me. I know one thing: China over here trying to get the trying to have big oil. They trying to have everything run through the yen. So
that's smart.
Cats is buying oil. That's what keeps keeps the dollar so strong, is because they got to buy oil using the dollar. But once, you know what I mean, if enough countries are willing to do it through yen, that could change the whole, that could spend a lot, bro. That could spend a lot.
America about to have to spend a block on niggas. I ain't going to lie. We got too much shit. We got too much shit for them to fuck with us. We not about to be bullied. Tell you that.